AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire, surviving a tornado.
We got out of bed and sat in the hallway, and then my daughter goes, "What is that noise?" And at that time, we got up and went straight to the bathroom. And as soon as we hunched down, you could feel the roof pulling off of the house.
Kimberly Shane and her family made it through the tornado that slammed into Van, Texas, but her house did not. One of close to 100 heavily damaged or destroyed in the storm that killed at least two people in the town, eight others unaccounted for. A motorist drowned when his car was swept away by flash flooding in Corsicana, Texas. That same system touched off a tornado that killed an Arkansas couple. Their toddler daughter survived. Forecasters say the same system could bring severe weather today from South Texas all the way to Michigan. Families and friends of two Hattiesburg police officers gunned down on Saturday night expressed their sorrow. Yolanda Ross talked with WDAM-TV about her 25-year-old son, Lecoury Tate.
He was a wonderful son. A mother couldn't ask for anyone better.
Red roses decorate the chain-link fence near the spot where Benjamin Dean and Lecoury Tate were killed following a traffic stop. Secretary of State John Kerry is heading to Russia to talk with President Vladimir Putin. Spokeswoman Maria Harf.
It's important to hear and to speak to President Putin about all of these issues directly. Obviously, he talks to Foreign Minister Lavrov quite a bit. But these are all very serious issues. And given that we're going there, we thought it made sense to meet with President Putin.
Harf says Kerry and the Russian leader will talk about Ukraine and Syria, as well as the nuclear talks with Iran. Next year's season 15 will be the end of the line for American Idol. Entertainment editor Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Fox says it was a tough decision because American Idol had been such a big part of the network's success. But in recent years, Idol has faltered in the ratings, even as competitors like NBC's The Voice began to rise.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 60. This is AP Radio News. Records could be set at Christie's spring auction.
A Pablo Picasso painting called Women of Algiers, version O, could go for more than $140 million at Christie's. The record for any work of art is $142.4 million for Francis Bacon's Three Studies of Lucian Freud, which sold 2 years ago. Also up for sale, Alberto Giacometti's life-size statue, Pointing Man. It's expected to fetch $130 million, which would make it the most expensive sculpture ever sold. Wealthy collectors are flooding into the auction markets, driven in part by rock-bottom interest rates. Art purchases provide a better return on investment than rate-sensitive bonds. Warren Levinson, New York.
No injuries in an emergency landing of a small commercial airliner at the Los Angeles airport. A spokeswoman says 43 people were on board the SkyWest Airlines plane. Video shows the plane's left landing gear did not deploy and smoke coming from the left wing as it dragged along the runway before the plane finally stopped. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.